Welcome back to AI Daily. I'm Sarah Chen, and I'm here with Alex Rodriguez for episode 23. Yesterday, we explored how AI is transforming education and learning, but today we're diving into something that entertains and inspires us, AI in entertainment and media. Alex, from personalized content recommendations to AI-generated music and art, AI seems to be reshaping how we create and consume entertainment.
Absolutely, Sarah. AI in entertainment and media is experiencing incredible innovation in September 2025. We're seeing developments like AI creating entire movie scenes, personalized music composition that adapts to your mood, AI-powered game development, and content recommendation systems that seem to know what we want to watch before we do. But let me start with something everyone experiences daily: content recommendations.
Content recommendations? I'm always amazed when Netflix suggests something I end up loving, or when Spotify creates the perfect playlist. How does AI know what I'll enjoy?
Great starting point. Remember our pattern recognition from episode 13? Entertainment AI analyzes your viewing and listening history, but it goes much deeper. It considers what time of day you watch certain content, how long you engage with different genres, whether you skip intros or watch credits, and even analyzes the audio and visual characteristics of content you enjoy. It's like having a friend who perfectly remembers every movie you've ever discussed.
So it's not just looking at what I liked, but how I consumed it.
Exactly. If you consistently watch comedies on Friday evenings, but prefer documentaries on Sunday mornings, the AI learns these patterns. It might notice you tend to abandon action movies halfway through, but binge-watch entire seasons of mystery shows. Modern recommendation engines also use collaborative filtering, finding people with similar tastes and suggesting content they enjoyed that you haven't discovered yet.
That's fascinating. But what about AI actually creating content? I've heard AI can now write music and create art. How sophisticated is that?
AI content creation has exploded. In music, AI can compose entire songs in specific styles. Want a jazz ballad in the style of Miles Davis? AI can generate that. For visual art, AI systems can create paintings, photographs, and even entire animated sequences. The key breakthrough is that AI doesn't just randomly generate content, it understands artistic styles, emotional tone, and can create content that fits specific moods or themes.
Wait, so AI can actually understand artistic style and emotion? How does that work?
AI learns artistic patterns the same way it learns medical patterns. By analyzing thousands of songs, paintings, or films, AI understands that minor keys often convey sadness, that certain color palettes create specific moods, or that particular chord progressions evoke nostalgia. It's pattern recognition applied to creative expression. The AI isn't truly feeling emotions, but it recognizes the patterns that humans associate with different feelings.
That's mind-blowing. Are we seeing AI-created content in mainstream entertainment yet?
Absolutely. Some film studios are using AI to generate background music, create visual effects, or even write dialogue for background characters. Netflix and other platforms use AI to create personalized thumbnails for the same movie, showing different images to different users based on what's most likely to get them to click. Some video games now use AI to generate endless, unique levels or create dynamic storylines that adapt based on how you play.
So every time I play, it could be a completely different experience.
Exactly. And it gets better. AI can analyze how you play and adjust difficulty in real time. If you're struggling with a boss fight, the AI might subtly reduce the difficulty. If you're breezing through challenges, it can make them more complex. The goal is keeping you in that perfect sweet spot of engagement where the game is challenging but not frustrating.
Let's talk about something I'm curious about: deepfakes and synthetic media. That seems both exciting and concerning.
You're right to have mixed feelings. The technology behind deepfakes uses the same AI principles we've discussed, but applied to creating realistic fake videos or audio. On the positive side, this technology allows filmmakers to de-age actors, create digital doubles for dangerous stunts, or even bring historical figures to life for educational content. But it also raises serious concerns about misinformation and consent.
What safeguards exist to prevent misuse of this technology?
Several approaches are being developed, detection AI that can identify synthetic media, digital watermarking that tracks authentic content, and legal frameworks requiring disclosure when AI-generated content is used. Many platforms are implementing policies requiring labels on AI-generated content. It's an ongoing challenge that requires both technical solutions and ethical guidelines.
Let's talk about live entertainment. Can AI help with concerts or theater performances?
AI is revolutionizing live entertainment. Concert venues use AI to optimize lighting and sound in real time based on the music and audience energy. Some artists are experimenting with AI that creates visual effects that respond to their performance. In theater, AI can help with everything from costume design to analyzing audience reactions to improve future performances.
And how is AI changing the creative process for human artists and creators?
AI is becoming a powerful creative partner. Musicians use AI to generate backing tracks or explore new melodies they might not have considered. Writers use AI to overcome writer's block or explore different narrative possibilities. Visual artists use AI to create initial sketches or experiment with styles. The key is that AI augments human creativity rather than replacing it. Artists still provide the vision, emotion, and personal touch that makes art meaningful.
Are there concerns about AI replacing human creativity entirely?
That's a common worry, but human creativity involves much more than pattern recognition. Humans bring personal experiences, emotions, cultural context, and intentionality that AI can't replicate. AI can help generate ideas or handle technical aspects, but the creative vision, emotional depth, and meaningful expression still come from human artists. Think of AI as a very sophisticated creative tool, like a digital paintbrush or an advanced synthesizer.
What about the business side? How is AI changing how entertainment companies operate?
AI is transforming entertainment business models. Studios use AI to predict which scripts might be successful, optimize marketing campaigns for different audiences, and even decide what content to greenlight. Streaming platforms use AI for everything from content acquisition decisions to personalizing marketing materials. AI can analyze social media trends to identify emerging interests and help companies create content that matches audience demand.
Does this mean entertainment will become more formulaic and predictable?
That's a risk, but it depends on how companies use AI. If they only rely on AI to create safe, predictable content, yes, entertainment could become formulaic. But the most successful companies use AI to take calculated creative risks, identifying underserved audiences or emerging trends that humans might miss. AI can free creators from business concerns, allowing them to focus more on innovative storytelling.
Looking at September 2025 developments, what should content creators and entertainment fans expect?
We're seeing AI democratize content creation. Individual creators now have access to AI tools that were once available only to major studios. Someone can create professional quality music, visual effects, or animated content from their home computer. This means more diverse voices and creative perspectives entering entertainment. At the same time, major studios are using AI to create more personalized, engaging experiences for audiences.
Any advice for aspiring creators who want to work with AI tools?
Embrace AI as a creative partner, not a replacement for your artistic vision. Learn how AI can handle technical tasks so you can focus on storytelling, emotional connection, and unique perspectives. Understand AI's capabilities and limitations. Use it for inspiration and efficiency, but don't let it make your creative decisions. The most successful creators will be those who combine human creativity with AI capabilities.
What about audiences? How should we think about consuming AI-enhanced or AI-generated entertainment?
Stay curious and informed. Ask questions about how content is created, especially when it involves synthetic media. Appreciate the craft that goes into using AI creatively. It's a new form of artistry. And remember that whether content is created by humans, AI, or a collaboration, what matters most is whether it entertains, inspires, or moves you emotionally.
Warm thank you for exploring entertainment AI, Alex. Tomorrow in episode 24, our final episode of this series, we'll look ahead to AI's future and discuss how people can prepare for careers in an AI-enhanced world.
Perfect. And remember, listeners, AI in entertainment represents both incredible creative possibilities and important questions about authenticity and human creativity. The developments we're seeing in September 2025 show AI becoming a powerful creative tool that can enhance human imagination rather than replace it. Stay engaged with how AI shapes the entertainment you love.
That's a wrap for episode 23 of AI Daily. Thanks for joining us on this creative AI journey.